So, Martin Storey, MLA, you're also chair of the Education Committee. What do you make of kind of the education questions that were on in the chamber, I guess, about an hour ago now?
Well, I think that yet again, it seems as though old habits die hard in Sinn Féin. Planted questions in relation to grammar schools. I think that they need to awaken up, smell the coffee. The reality is there are schools out there which are grammar schools, just the same as there are schools out there which are Catholic schools, maintained schools, integrated schools, and they're going to exist. Now, the continual haranguing and bombardment of grammar schools doesn't endear the minister nor his party to that sector. And this is not a sectarian point, but there are Catholic grammar schools the same as voluntary non-denominational grammar schools and controlled grammar schools. So it seems as though that ideological jihad still continues. That's regrettable.
Did he not, though, to be fair, say that he didn't really care what the sign in the gate was? And he also referred to the fact he was more... his problem was with the entrance exams as opposed to the actual type of school.
And that's where he sort of lost me in relation to where they seem to be going with this. In the previous, the education minister, the previous education minister, along with the current minister, have always referred to these breakaway tests. However, the department has spent some considerable time investigating something that it has no responsibility over, i.e. The legal permissive use that schools can do in regards to using academic criteria as an admissions policy. So it all goes to point to the fact that there still are determined in some shape or form to have a go at a particular sector. This is not about education. This is a social issue, just the same as the SDLP and other parties have an issue with using academic criteria. But my challenge to them is, show me a better way that gives you social mobility from working class, socio-economic deprived areas of gaining that level of education. There isn't one out there. That's the difficulty. And to use grammar schools as an excuse for the poor achievement and poor performance, it's not the whole picture. There are issues there, but those are not the main issues that I think I've been focused on.
As I drove up here this morning, you were on the news with the kind of answer to your question about, I guess, Irish language translation costs and so on. Should you not have been asking about translation into other languages as well? Because there must be a fair amount of...
Those questions will be asked. The reason why Irish language was asked first is because of the very point that was highlighted by Sinn Féin, in that, regrettably, as a result of the Anglo-Irish agreement, there is a duty placed on the department to facilitate and promote two sectors of education, that is Irish medium and the integrated sector. That doesn't sit very comfortably with what the Minister was trying to tell us today in the House, that it's about educational outcome and treating everybody equitably. That's not the case. Legislation has a bias towards two sectors, and I believe disproportionately to the disadvantage of other sectors. Those other questions in relation to the Chinese community, in relation to other languages, those questions will follow. But I think everybody will be astounded that there was a 60% increase from last year to this year in relation to translation costs.
I was speaking to another committee chair earlier on, who was kind of describing the work of the committees and how they can work, and also how sometimes relationship with a minister can work well and sometimes it can work badly. How do you kind of view how the Education Committee get on with the department and the minister?
I think we get frustrated with the department in terms of avoiding to answer accurately the question that they're asked. I think the relationship between the Education Committee and the current minister has greatly improved as compared to the previous minister, and certainly my work in relationship with the existing Education Minister is vastly improved as compared to the previous minister, although that wouldn't have been very hard to improve because there was no work in relationship with the previous minister. I'm determined to work in the best interest of education, and that will still mean we have differences and we have ideological issues, and we'll try and work our way through those. But that's not a barrier to us working to try to get the best outcome.